USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New COVID cases have been on the rise in nearly half of U.S. states as the Delta variant of the virus became the dominant strain in the nation earlier this week. The more transmissible strain accounts for more than 80% of infections in some areas. A rise in cases of nearly 11% from last week has some officials reacting, with Rhode Island extending its state of emergency. Governor Daniel McKee says the action was necessary, even though 77% of his state's adult residents have received at least one dose of vaccine. He tells CNN why he felt the need to extend the emergency declaration.
The pandemic is not over, and we need to make sure that we stay on on our guard. And so extending the emergency declaration, matching it up with the federal designation, made sense for Rhode Island.
So what will it do practically, though, in terms of isolation and quarantine for residents there? What does it mean on the practical level?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can, too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
The wife of Haiti's assassinated president has made her first statement since being wounded in the attack that killed her husband. Martine Mossi denounced her husband's enemies from a Miami hospital where she's being treated for her injuries. But there are some doubts being raised about the assassination of Jovenel Mossi. Mike Fortier has more.
Haiti's government is saying over two dozen foreigners, mostly from Colombia, stormed the president's home near Port-au-Prince Wednesday and killed him in the middle of the night. But there are questions about that account. According to TheGuardian.com, a former senator in Haiti told a radio station yesterday the president was assassinated by his own guards, not Colombians. That could explain why none of the president's security guards were hurt in the attack that also injured the first lady. Also, a magazine in Colombia reports, based on an anonymous source, that those Colombians that traveled to Haiti were there to protect the president, not kill him. And a newspaper in Colombia cites a source that says the Colombians didn't arrive at the president's home until at least 90 minutes after the assassination. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden's proposal to raise taxes on wealthy Americans could have an impact on small businesses. Brad Bernards reports.
President Biden has laid out a sweeping tax plan to raise the rates paid by wealthy Americans and corporations, but his proposal may inadvertently increase the tax bill of small businesses across the country. Pennsylvania Republican Dan Meuser on Fox Business says it's an upside-down policy agenda.
Raising taxes is somehow going to be reasonably beneficial at a time of A, recovery, but B, as we're competing with the rest of the world as we are. You know, one thing Joe Biden doesn't remember is that the rest of the world got competitive and the U.S. Did not.
Biden has called for imposing higher taxes on capital gains and income for the top slice of income earners. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Ashley Barty won her second career Grand Slam title and her first Wimbledon championship Saturday, defeating Karolina Pliskova in a three-set battle. After taking the first 14 points of the match, Barty had to turn away a furious comeback from Pliskova, who lost the first set 6-3, then won the second 7-6 after a tiebreaker. Barty took the final set 6-3 to become the first Australian woman to claim a Wimbledon singles title since 1980. Both women also made their first appearance in a Wimbledon final, the first time that had happened since 1977. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.